It's a Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig. Time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show, and thank you for listening. Now I'm here with Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you?
I'm great, Mildred. I am so good.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's all good. Everything's just fine. Don't you worry your pretty little head.
All right.
And how are you, Mildred?
I'm good, too. Thanks for asking.
Well, Mildred, that's a really big book you have there.
Yes, this is a book. It's called The Republic.
Yeah.
And it was written by Plato.
Plato? Like Plato? Like you play with, like Plato?
No, not Plato. Plato.
Oh, Plato. Yeah, I kind of heard about that guy. He's a philosopher.
You know that word, Pinky?
Yeah, philosopher? That's someone who thinks like really deep. And then they create their own thoughts and how they want to look at things. And they think in color. They don't think in black and white. And then they, you know, that's how they live their life, by their philosophy and their inner beliefs and, you know, what they believe in, their philosophy.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, Plato. He's from a really long, long time ago.
That's right. He was born in 428 B.C.
B.C. That's when they decided how to figure out the calendar and the years and everything. B.C., that's before Christ.
That's correct.
And then Christ is right at the zero.
Right.
And then when he's born, then you start counting one. Because the B.C. goes backwards. Like, it's 1 year B.C., but it goes backwards from the zero, and then it starts going the other way after Christ.
That's correct.
But you know, some people don't believe in Christ.
No, I know.
In that, you know, that's their prerogative.
No, absolutely. But that's how they originally set up, you know, the calendar and the years.
Yeah.
And then when, right at the zero, when Christ was born, then it continues, it goes from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's called A.D.
A.D.? What does that stand for? Wait. Oh, you have the B.C. before Christ and then the zero mark and then it starts counting and then that's A.D. We're in A.D. 2020. 2020.
That's right.
So what does A.D. stand for?
It's Latin. It stands for Anno Domini.
Anno Domini. A.D. Anno Domini.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, so the B.C. is before Christ. And then a zero, and then Anno Domini.
Very good.
But now they call it something else, right?
Well, yeah, you know, to appease people that, you know, don't have that religion. So now they call it before the Common Era, BCE, and then CE is Common Era.
Okay, that's fine, whatever.
Okay, but we're just going to go with the original way it was set up.
Okay.
So, Plato was born in 428 B.C.
Yeah, he's like one of the first philosophers, right?
Well, actually, it started in ancient Greece in 600 B.C.
Yeah, in Greece, you know, with the Greek. Yeah.
And that's where Plato was born.
Yeah.
And Plato, actually, before him was Socrates.
Oh, yeah, Socrates. He's another famous philosopher.
Right. So Plato was a student of Socrates.
Okay.
So it was Socrates, then Plato, then Aristotle, and then Alexander the Great.
That's a lot to remember.
Well, you don't have to remember. I'm just telling you. And if you hear it over and over, you could learn it, and then you'll have that in your computer, in your brain.
I know I have a great computer in my brain. And you know, that's how I remember Play-Doh, his name, because I think about Play-Doh. You know, the colored clay that you play with?
Yes, Pinky.
And then what you do is you mold the clay and that makes a brain and it makes your thoughts and you think really deep when you make the with the Play-Doh, and then that makes me remember his name, Plato.
Okay.
Yeah, that's called word association. I do that when I meet people too, when I meet their names. Like, if there's somebody I meet and his name is Bill, I picture him and he's a duck and he has a big bill on his face. And then the next time I see him, I see that bill on his face because he's a duck, and then I remember his name's Bill.
Okay.
Yeah, that same thing, like, if I meet someone named Rich, I picture him with money falling all out of his pockets, and then the next time I see him, I just see him with the money coming out of his pockets, and I remember his name is Rich. It's called word association. I use it all the time, and now I'm going to remember Plato's name because he uses the Play-Doh to make his brain think.
Okay.
Okay, Mildred, let's hear what Plato has to say from his book, The Republic.
Okay, let's see. Well, let's just start anywhere.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, here's a quote from the book. I am the wisest man alive, for I know one thing, and that is that I know nothing.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay, what else?
The beginning is the most important part of the work.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Very good.
The object of education is to teach us to love what is beautiful.
Yeah, Plato, that's a good one, too.
Nothing beautiful without struggle.
Struggle. Yeah, that means they gotta try hard. Nothing beautiful without struggle.
That's good, huh?
I like it.
All right. What else does Plato have to say? Oh, you're gonna be able to relate to this one, Pinky.
Okay.
Musical training is a more potent instrument than any other because rhythm and harmony find their way into the inward places of the soul.
Yeah, we know that one is true. Our home is full of musicians.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, what else does Plato say?
Okay, he goes on to say, I guess I'll just, you know the word burden, Pinky?
Burden. Yeah, it's like something that's heavy and it's weighing on you. It's a burden.
Very good.
Yeah, I like it when you explain words because then otherwise I get confused.
Right. We usually can figure it out just the way it is in the sentence.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. He who is of a calm and happy nature will hardly feel the pressure of age, but to him who is of an opposite disposition, youth and age are equally a burden.
Yeah, that's good, because some people, they don't accept the age they are. They want to be older than they really are, or they want to be younger than they really are.
Right.
That reminds me of the podcast we did on the Fountain of Youth.
Oh, yeah, the Fountain of Youth podcast. That was number 44.
That was a good one.
Okay, Pinky, we have time for one more quote from Plato.
Yes, please.
Okay, and Plato says, hope, he says, cherishes the soul of him who lives in justice and holiness and is the nurse of his age and the companion of his journey. Hope, which is mightiest to sway the restless soul of man.
Yeah. Hope. Yeah, we all have hope. You gotta have hope. That's how you live on for tomorrow. You have hope.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, Plato's cool. Not really. And you know the cool thing is he doesn't like tell you what to do. He just like puts it out there and then you listen to it and then you kind of decide what you think of what he had to say and then you think it through and then you create your own philosophy.
Yes, very, very well said, Pinky. And I believe that's what Plato wanted to do. He just wanted to inspire people with his thoughts.
Yeah, and he's very inspiring because he's got me thinking.
He does, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to make my own philosophy, though.
Oh, you're supposed to.
Okay, thank you. I love you.
I love you.